breath burns out. I wonder why the needless pain you bear when grace is made available to you. Your sad time has come for the Most High to favor you. You don't have to toil, His grace will empower you. You can do all things through His power at work in you. If you believe, then you can say, oh.
It's my time of favor. Yes, I believe God gave His word. It will come to pass. It's my time of favor. Yes, I believe God gave His word. It will come to pass.
God works with different tools to bring to come to pass His desires in the life of His people. God uses different instruments to accomplish His plans in the lives of His people. He said in Jeremiah 29, I know the plans I have for you. I know the things I want to do for you sequentially. I know the things I have arranged to happen in your life. But there are certain things that will happen for those things to happen. And one instrument God uses a lot for His people and the benefit of His people is the equipment of favor. He grants favor, ease of achievement. He grants favor, simplification of difficult and complex situations and matters. He gives favor that takes away struggles, labor. He gives favor that introduces men to new dimensions and new levels of spiritual operations. One of the salutations with which Mary, the mother of Jesus, was saluted by the angel was that of favor. He said to her, Hail Mary, blessed art thou amongst women. You are highly favored. When you enter into the realm of favor, the things that others fly to get, you just stretch hands and you get it. It was favor that enabled Peter, saying to Jesus, if you are the one, bid me come. And Jesus said, come. And he stepping out of the boat, walks on the water. It was favor that presented the head of Goliath in the hand of David for a chip. It was favor that made the stone and the string to be powerful enough to defeat Goliath. It was favor. It was the favor of God that decided where Joseph would be placed in Egypt. When favor wraps a man round about, even in the worst of situations, the man will experience ease. When you are wrapped with favor, in the worst heat, you will experience coldness. When you are wrapped with favor, what kills others will easily let you go. When you are wrapped up with favor, the things that people will do and they will go down for it, you get it done, and then you lose nothing for it. Favor. Favor brings the presence of God in a man's life in such a way that his work cannot. And I trust the Lord, you will have achievement that cannot be measured by your effort. You will be able to scale through the walls without exerting too much energy. You'll be able to conquer your mountains. You'll be able to defeat your enemies by divine favor. What are the things I must know about favor? Psalm 102, verse 13. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come. One of the things that you must know about favor is that favor comes from God and nowhere else. Favor comes from God. He said, thou shall arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. Yet the set time is now. So understand that favor comes from God. Favor is not bought. Favor is not inherited. Favor is God's sole prerogative. Favor comes from God. He gives favor. It's not a family thing. You won't say, well, this family, they have favor in their gene. No, it is not there in any man's gene. It is not about the bloodline. It has nothing to do with family background. Favor does not know ethnicity. Favor does not know ethnic barriers. Favor does not speak any language. Favor comes from God, speaks the language of God. Favor gives selective blessing, picks men from amongst the crowd, stand them out, and bless them. Favor comes from God. In Genesis, the Bible says Rebecca was heavily pregnant and had these strange feelings and experiences in the course of her pregnancy. And she went to seek the face of the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't know why it is like this with me. And God spoke to Rebecca and said, there are two nations in your womb. The both of them are great nations. But the elder one shall serve the younger one. That is favor now. It has nothing to do with the looks on people's faces. It has nothing to do with people's complexion. It has nothing to do with who you know. It has everything to do with God. He shows favor to men. And that's why he has brought us. That's why he has invited us. He will show you favor. It was favor that made Moses to ask God. He said, if I have found favor in your sight, let me see your face. If I have found favor in your sight, allow me to catch a glimpse of what your face looks like. You see, when a man is in favor, he can make requests. When a man is in favor, he can demand for what others are afraid to demand. And Moses said, if I have found favor, please let me see your face. And God said, no man has ever seen my face and lived. How be it you have found favor with me? No man has even demanded for this. But because you have found favor with me, I'm going to allow you see part and not all. Favor. That's what God has invited us to have. Your life will never be at ease if you don't have a touch of favor. Praise God. So God gives favor. And if God gives favor, he will arise and favor you. Another thing we need to know about favor. Exodus chapter 3 verse 21. God gives favor to a people. He gives favor to a nation. He can also give favor to a family. Exodus chapter 3, verse 21. And I will make the Egyptians favorably disposed to these people, so that when they leave, you will not go empty-handed. Praise God. He said, I will give these people favor before the Egyptians. So he can give favor to a family. He can give favor to a people. He can give favor to a nation. That everyone in the family can be equally favored. We will trust the Lord that our people will receive favor. Our children will enjoy favor. Our family will enjoy favor. Our church will enjoy favor. So God can give favor nationally, like he favored the nation of Israel. Of all the nations in the world, God adopted the nation of Israel and said, "This nation shall be my first son." So the nation of Israel is the first son of God in the community of nations in the world. This nation shall be my people. He adopted them by favor. So favor can be given to a people. Not only an individual that can enjoy favor. A family can enjoy favor. Just like there are some families who don't have favor. It's hardship. It is disfavor. Some call it hard luck or bad luck. Some will call it harsh conditions. Everywhere you enter, people are hostile with you. Nobody is favorably disposed to you. No one wants to give to you. Everyone wants to take from you. No one wants to add value to your life. Everyone wants to take that which you have. You can spend and spend all you have, and there is no one out there that is willing to give you. Favor is lacking. The Lord will grant you favor in the name of Jesus. Another thing we must know about favor is that favor solves the problem of empty-handedness. Favor solves the problem of empty-handedness. Favor solves the problem of indebtedness. Some persons can be in debt to the tune that they are not sure they will be able to pay back anymore. In that Exodus chapter 21, God said, "I will give these people favor before the Egyptians, so that when they will go, they will not go empty-handed." Praise God. Now look at that closely. He said, "I will give them favor, so that when they will go, they will not go empty-handed." That means when God gives a man favor, his hands becomes full. When he gives you favor, there is no room for emptiness. It was favor that brought Jesus into the empty boat of Peter. And Peter had toiled all the night. Peter had struggled to grab a catch. He didn't with his partners. And they came back out of the sea, disappointed, frustrated, and very sorrowful. And they were washing their nets. And then Jesus stepped into the empty boat of Peter. And at the end of meeting, Peter's boat was full. His partner's boats were filled. There was no other empty boat available. So when favor comes, emptiness disappears. When favor comes, indebtedness is cleared. And I am praying that someone under the sound of my voice within this week, that the Lord by favor will clear your bills for you. The Lord by favor will remove your financial burden. The Lord by favor will take away emptiness from you. Jesus had that favor. That everything he wanted on earth, even though he didn't have anyone written on his name, but everything he needed to operate with was available. That's what favor does. Favor gives to you what your pocket is too small to acquire. Favor can give you a house that you are not rich enough to have built for yourself. Favor can bring you in contact with men that you would never have had contact with until the rest of your life. Favor can open you up to places that you wouldn't have any business being there, left to you and to your strength alone. I'm trusting the Lord for that kind of favor for someone here. That favor will bring you to a place of prominence in the name of Jesus. Favor, it solves the problem of emptiness. Favor, it removes indebtedness. A woman came to Elisha and cried and said to him, "My husband, your servant, was a faithful prophet, but he died. And now there are debts behind to pay. And those we are owing have come to take away my children so that they can become slaves." And Elisha said, "What do you have?" When favor located her with the little she had, the problem of indebtedness was cleared. The problem of financial burden was lifted up. Sometimes you are frustrated when you do all the calculation you know how to do, and yet all your savings for 1 year will not meet the need that is on ground. You become so frustrated, and sometimes you ask yourself, why do I even need to save? If I have to save all my salary without using it, if I have to save everything I earn per month without eating, without buying clothes, without paying transport, it will still not be enough for what is on ground. And sometimes you become so frustrated and say, what is this life turning into? Because every time your mathematics will always end in deficit. Every time you do a calculation, it always ends in the minus region. Every time you do a calculation, there is always something that is not available. At the end of the month, your salary is not good enough. Before now, you were asking God, I wish they can just add 10,000 to what I am earning. If I can be having extra 10,000, that would be fine. And it wasn't too long, you even had extra 20,000 added to what you used to have, only for you to discover that it wasn't even enough. Praise God. And sometimes you sit down and say, when I remove this, when I take away this, when I do this, when I do that, I am left with nothing. Is this how I'm going to build a house? Is this how I am going to buy a car? Is this how I am going to send my children to school? Is this how I am going to live comfortably? When you look at your hand, you look at your size, you look at the demands, and you say, I don't know how far. I'm not sure anything good will come. But God has invited you here to put your labor aside and grant you favor that will meet your need beyond your expectation. In the name of Jesus, favor. It is favor. Jesus and Peter were on their way and they accosted them to pay tax. There was no money in their pockets. There was no money on the immediate. And Jesus said to Peter, rush down to the river. Carry your hook. The first fish you are going to get will solve this problem for us. When you have favor, your tools of oppression becomes fruitful. When you have favor, your skills will become productive. When you have favor, even when you are selling bean cake on the road, you begin to make it. When you have favor, you don't need a shop to be relevant. When you have favor, even in your house, you will do better than those who have offices complex. Favor. Jesus said, I desire to have a supper with you. Go over to that village that is over and against you. You will meet a man carrying a pitcher of water. Tell that man that he should give us a space in his upper room, for the master will want to have supper with his people. And they went and met the man just like Jesus described. When you have favor, you will not arrive late. As soon as you are arriving, that's when the right time will be. And the man will say, if you had come 5 minutes after, you wouldn't have met me. And you say, thank God I came on time. Favor takes you to the place on time. So the problem of emptiness, empty lives, empty ambition, empty year empty planning. To some person, the year is coming to an end. But for some of us, it's going to be empty. It's already looking like it's a nothing year. Because you have looked behind you. 9 months is behind you. And you haven't quite achieved anything. And you are saying, it's over now. It's over now. Let's hope for 2018. But favor can make your hands full. And favor will make your hands full in the name of Jesus. Another thing we need to know about favor is that with favor, you don't just get what is available, but you get what you ask for. With favor, you don't get what is available to everyone. You get what you ask for, what you are demanding for. With favor, no request is too big. For a man that has favor, no request is too big. Now, when you understand it, you can make requests. The reason why some of us cannot request, why some of us cannot ask, is that we are afraid that what we are going to ask may land us in trouble. But God will place favor upon you. That everything you ask for, there will be somebody that is willing to make it available to you. Favor. I learned it a hard way. Very recently. Just very recently. I said to someone, I need 65,000. I need 65,000 to just do something. And he said, 65,000, when do you need it? I said, even now. And he said, you have it. He said, only 65,000? And I said, if it is more than that. And he gave far more than that. Praise God. Now, when favor is with you, you are not afraid to make requests. And I'm praying for you that within this month, God will place favor on you. That you can walk down and ask for what is yours. Praise God. Exodus chapter 12, verse 35 to 36. With favor, you don't just get what is available, but you get what you ask for. What you are looking for. What you are demanding for. He said, when favor wrap your life round, people hardly will say no to you. Even when it is not available, they will pinch themselves to get it ready for you. Say, don't worry, we are going to give it to you. That's what God wants to do. You see, when God gives you a personal invitation, there is something personal he wants to do. Praise God. Something personal. Something unique. Are you in Exodus chapter 12? When favor is available, you don't just get what is available. You get what you desire. Verse 35. The Israelite did as Moses instructed and asked the Egyptians for articles of silver and gold and for clothing. The Lord had made the Egyptians favorably disposed towards the people, and they gave them what they asked for. So they plundered the Egyptians. Can I hear somebody shout amen? They gave them what they asked for. By God's favor, leaving this meeting, what you ask for, heaven will make you have it. You know that diabolically, somebody can put something or rub something in his or her tongue or in his or her lips or drink something. And he's saying, whatever I tell you, you will do. And there are people that are operating in life like that. They have things that they use, charms and means, that anything they say, that is what he will do. I'm going to tell this man, build a house for me. And then he goes out there and builds the house. There is something that has taken over that man's mind. As soon as that woman or that fellow friend said that thing, that is in the negative sense. But that's what favor does in the positive sense. That as soon as you open your mouth, God takes over the frame and the mind of the person. That everything you say becomes like a do or die. And someone here is ready for that kind of favor. That you will say it and you will have it just the way that you said it. See, it was not normal for the Israelite to go to the Egyptians and tell them, I like this, your wristwatch. Give it to me. On the day that they don't have favor, saying that alone will increase your work. If you read Exodus chapter 3 and chapter 4, when Moses first entered Egypt and gathered the children of Israel and said to them, God has a message for you. He said, I should come and take you out of this slavery. God has a message for you. He says he's going to deliver you. When Pharaoh heard it, Pharaoh gave a strict command to all the commanders. He said, because Moses has come here to say this nonsense, increase their workload. And the Bible says, formerly they will give them cement and give them sand and then ask them to make the bricks. But because of the anger of Pharaoh towards what Moses said, Pharaoh said, don't give them cement anymore. Let them gather sand and look for cement anywhere. But they will still produce the quantity that they are demanded to produce, even when the cement was being given to them. And the work became more taxing. And because of that, the children of Israel said to Moses, before you came, life was easy for us. Before you started preaching this, your freedom sermon, we were having life easily for us. But ever since you came and started preaching freedom, instead of freedom, the slavery is increasing. Instead of freedom, the labor and the toiling is increasing. That was because there was no favor factor. But towards the end, God said to Moses, I will give these people favor before the Egyptians, that whatever they ask for, they will have it. And the Bible says, the people went and asked for the things of silver, the articles of gold. They placed a demand on everything they saw that was good. And as they are asking for it, so they are receiving it. As they are demanding for it, so they are receiving it. I pray for somebody here tonight that favor will drop on you in the name of Jesus. That you will be able to walk to your boss. I said, boss, I think my salary should be increased. And he says to you, how much do you think I should pay you? And then you smile. He says, I'm serious. How much do you want? And you say, can you double my salary? And he says, you have it. You are thinking that cannot be possible. It is not possible naturally. But when favor comes, it becomes possible. That favor will come on you in the name of Jesus. God gives it. What you ask for will be what you get. Another thing you need to know about favor. Number 5. Favor gives you the impetus to ask. Favor gives you the impetus to ask. Esther chapter 5, verse 2 to 5. It gives you the audacity. Imagine you knowing that whatever you ask for will be granted. How will your request be looking like? Praise God. If you knew that what you ask for will be given to you, I'm sure that none of us will be asking for something small. Amen. The people that uses charm to affect people's thinking, they know the formula. So after they are through with the charm, they are so confident that it will work. And they walk to the white man. They walk to the rich man and said, I need a new house in the JRA. And he said, give me time. I'm going to do it. Praise God. And within 1 month, they can have everything that somebody labored for 25 years. Within 1 month, with that mouth, they can ask for everything that somebody has been working for 30 years. They ask for a car, they are getting it. Ask for money, they are getting it. Are you in Esther chapter 5? It gives you the impetus to ask, the audacity, the authority. Esther chapter 5 verse 2. When he saw Queen Esther standing in the court, he was pleased with her. She had favor before the king, and he held out to her the gold scepter that was in his hand. So Esther approached and touched the tip of the scepter. Then the king asked, "What is it, Queen Esther? What is your request? Even up to half the kingdom, it will be given to you." Praise the Lord. Favor. Favor will cause men to ask, "What do you want?" And you know, it is sometimes when you are asked, "What do you want?" that is when you become very humble. After today, you will no longer be humble in your request. You will say it the way it is. Praise God. "What do you want?" Somebody is looking for a house rent of 100,000, and somebody is asking, "What do you want me to do?" He said, "Borrow me 20,000. But he is actually asking for a dash of 100,000. He said, "Borrow me 20,000. And then the person gives you the 20,000 and say, "Don't pay back." And you leave there raising your hands on your head. Instead of thanking God, you say, "Had I known, I would have asked." Praise God. "If I had known, I would have asked." So when you know that you have favor, you will not be humble in your request. Especially when you are placing a demand on the person that God has given you favor with. You won't be humble at that request. The prodigal son said, "I will ask my father to make me a hired servant." But he had favor. God had already given him favor. And the father was waiting for the day he will return so that he can reinstate him as a son. Whereas he was looking for how he can become a servant. Amen. He said to Esther, "What is your request?" "To the half of my kingdom, it shall be granted to you." And listen to what Esther said. "If it pleases the king, let the king, together with Haman, come today to a banquet I have prepared for him." And listen to what the king said. "Bring Haman at once," the king said, "so that we may do what Esther asks." I am praying for someone under the sound of my voice. The next request you make will be urgently, will be immediately released to you. Amen. "Esther, what do you want?" And Esther said, "I am planning a banquet, and I want you, myself, and the vice president to stay in that banquet." And the king did not take into cognizance the official appointment and engagement of Haman. The king never asked what was the itinerary of Haman, what the schedules of Haman were. The king said, "Go and bring Haman at once. Let us together do what Esther has asked for." The reason is because Esther had favor. He said, "Let us do immediately." And you know the rest of the story. Haman showed up. They finished eating the first night. And the next day, Esther appeared again. And the king said, "Esther, what do you want?" Favor, when it rubs on a man, it never finishes like fuel will finish in a car. When favor rubs on a man, it doesn't disappoint you on a long distance journey. Just like your fuel will get you disappointed or stuck on a long distance journey. When favor comes on you, it doesn't matter the distance you are traveling. The favor travels alongside with you. The king asked the queen again, "What do you want? To the half of my kingdom, it shall be granted." And Esther said, "I want another dinner." And the king said, "Another dinner you will have." And the third day Esther came, and the king said, "What do you want?" And Esther said, "I want yet another dinner." And the king said, "Another dinner you will have." And in the course of eating, the king asked Esther on the third night, Do you think this is all you want? Is there anything else you want? And Esther said to the king, I and my people, we have been sold, and a date has been fixed for our execution. If I have found favor before you, let that handwriting and that judgment be reversed. And let anyone that is behind it, let that person be judged. And the king became angry and said, who on his right senses will put my queen to the sword? And then Esther rose up gently and said, the man that has been eating with us for 3 days now, the man that I've been giving food for 3 days now, is the one behind my sorrow. And the king said, Haman, today your own has finished. I'm praying that the Lord will grant you favor, that the eyes of the one that should favor you will be open in the name of Jesus. See, when God gives a man favor, he does not respect positions and titles. God can give you favor before a king, can give you favor before a governor, can give you a favor before your boss, your husband, your wife, can give you favor before your lecturers. That what they are demanding from others, they will not demand from you. Favor. Praise Master Jesus. And I'm trusting the Lord. That is what he has invited us to enjoy. The next thing favor will do, favor brings satisfaction and possession. Favor will bring you satisfaction and possession. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 23. It brings you satisfaction. It brings you possession. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 23. About Naphtali, he said, Naphtali is abounding with the favor of the Lord and is full of his blessing. He will inherit southward to the lake. Praise God. He said, Naphtali is abounding in possession. He's abounding in the favor of the Lord. And he will be full of blessing. He will have possessions. When you have favor, satisfaction comes. Possession comes. Favor doesn't meet a man and the man remains the same. When favor meets a little girl, it makes that little girl become great. When favor meets a big man, it makes the big man becomes bigger. When favor meets a man who is in a high position, he establishes that man in that position. When favor meets someone that is in sorrow, it turns the sorrow into joy. Favor will meet you. If not on the 6th, it will meet you on the 13th. If not on the 13th, it will meet you on the 20th. But no matter what it is, before the end of October, you will come in contact with favor. Favor from God can turn a man from the smallest and insignificant to a great and influential personality, from the lowest to the highest. Favor of God can put a man from being the lowest to the highest. The favor of God can make a man from being a despised nobody to becoming an enviable somebody. When favor comes, it brings the poorest from amongst the poor and makes him the richest amongst the people. Any helpless and hopeless circumstances can be resolved by God's favor. The situation, the circumstance may be hopeless, it may be helpless, but when favor comes in contact with it, like it happened in Luke chapter 5, that matter will be resolved. When a slave girl and a foreigner is made queen in a total strange land, that is favor. When an Esther who lived with a poor Mordecai is made to become the first lady in a city that was renowned to be the greatest of their time, that's favor. When a messenger is converted to a managing director and later becomes a prisoner, and then becomes a controller of the prisons, and then becomes a prime minister like Joseph, then there is no doubt that favor is working behind the scene. Praise God. Favor. It turns the man who is down, raises him up. Favor. It picks a man from no position of honor and makes that man an enviable person. And I'm trusting the Lord that this favor will be your portion.
Sad time has come for the Most High to favor you. You don't have to toil, His grace will empower you. You can do all things through His power at work in you. If you believe, then you can say, oh. It's my time of favor. Yes, I believe God gave His word. It will come to time of favor. Yes, I believe God gave His word. It will come to pass.
It's my time.
It's my time of favor. Yes, yeah. I believe God gave His word. It will come to pass.
It is my time of favor. It is my time of favor. Yes, I believe God gave His word. It will come to pass. It's my time of favor. He will do it. He will save it. It will come to pass.
He is in control.
He's in control.